I'm sorry I got upset. No, your reaction shouldn't determine my reaction. No, it shouldn't. I think the reason I had such a big reaction was because I think it's because I was afraid. Of all these kind of things, of losing you, of... Yeah, I mean, of course that's a big fear of mine. Baby, I love you. I don't want to lose you. Yeah. I know. I think that's why I'm frustrated, because it didn't need to be such a big thing. It was such a small, like, insignificant nothing for it to blow up into all this. Yeah. No, I played an equal hand. You don't have to apologize. I love you. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to argue with you. No, I hate it, actually. It's my least favorite thing to do in the world. I can think of a million other things I'd rather be doing than arguing. Yeah. That's definitely high up on the list. Come here. I love you. Are you okay? I'm just making sure. No, baby. Baby, baby, baby. The day is not ruined. No, you haven't. Neither of us have ruined today. No, we haven't. We still have... The day isn't over. We still have so much more day left. If we say today is ruined and we just write it off, then yes, today is ruined. But if we don't, we can still salvage today. Yes, we can still have a great night together. I mean that. Today doesn't have to be a bad day. We can always just watch some mindless TV. Mm-hmm. And cuddle on the couch. I know, that does sound amazing. Just TV and you and... Yeah, whatever you want. Yes, well and truly, whatever you want. Yes. We can watch Before the 90 Days if you really want to. Mm-hmm. Like, baby, when I say anything, I mean it. I truly, you have carte blanche. I know this never happens. So you can pick whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be against watching it. Yeah, I think it's on HBO Max. The only thing is, I don't think it's what you think it is. No, I don't think they're coming back. I don't think it's like a narrative. I don't think they're just like... It's not a school reunion where they come back 20 years later. I think it's like a bunch of interviews and... Yeah, it's like behind the scenes thing more than... I know, I thought it was too. We can still watch it. I agree, I think I'd rather watch the House Cup trivia. Well, because mostly... I will be. What are you talking about? I think I will always outperform you at, like, pub trivia, baby. I am allowed... I can feel proud about it. There's no shame in that. Mm-hmm. I just love you so much. Yeah. I don't think you know, which I really do think every day we spend together is... It's magical. It is. I don't take any of this for granted. I don't take you for granted. You really do mean a lot to me. You mean everything to me. You are my everything. No, just you being cute and... Yeah, that's all it takes sometimes. Well, you're cute all the time, so it's hard to pinpoint. Oh, it is hard to pinpoint just one. You're cute from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep. Even when you're sleeping, you're cute. Yes. I don't think you understand how adorable that, like, Anna waking up in the morning energy is. It is very cute. And it's also doubly special because I'm the only one who gets to see it. No one else in the world gets to see you be a mess in the morning. That's just for me, which I think is. Yeah, are you kidding me? It is incredibly sexy. I think that's the thing. I think you don't know all the little things I think are amazing about you. Maybe that's my fault. Maybe I should tell you them more often. Yeah. Because how would you know you're amazing if someone didn't tell you every day that you're amazing? I mean, yeah, of course, you could just inherently know that. But besides that, I mean, obviously, you should inherently know you're amazing. You shouldn't need me to tell you you're amazing. You should just know you're amazing. But I'll tell you anyway because I love you. Yeah. Because you are. I'm talking about nothing special. The most special thing I've ever done is convincing you that you should fall in love with me. That has been my greatest act of magic, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to get out of bed and go, like, start our day. It's so funny how all of our fights end with us talking in bed. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, our bed should feel safe. I appreciate you. What, I mean, just being willing to talk it out and, yeah, just doing this with me. It's a lot of work, you know, having a relationship. You know? Like, a relationship isn't announced, it's made, it's built, it's crafted, it's, like, created, it's, you know, it takes effort. It's not seamless, it's not painless. But it's worth it for the right person. Now, you've always been the right person. You've always been the person I wanted to do this with. All of it. All the ups and the downs, the just all of it. I love you too. That's never been in debate, never been in question. I never have any doubts. I know how much I love you. And I know that you love me. And I know if we listen to each other and are patient and are supportive, that we'll work just fine. Yeah. These are just roadblocks, baby. These are just hiccups. No one ever moved in together and just worked perfectly. Well, for a little bit, maybe, but eventually, you know. Melding two lives together is never an easy process. But it is totally worthwhile doing with you. Yeah. I think so. Well, I know so. I just know, you know? All right, let's go to the couch. You want me to carry you? You want me to, yeah? Okay, come here. Ready? Three, two, one. I'm never gonna drop you. What are you talking about? You're as light as a feather, even as much as you try to. You love trying to be dead weight. It's never gonna happen. I'll never drop you. No, never.